Welcome to the Working Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to your spiritual growth, well-being, and awareness. I'm Charlene, your favorite wellness podcaster, Scorpio, and Gemini. Keep listening if you're looking for an extra supplement to help you reflect on your relationship with yourself and others, or keep you inspired and fearless about the possibilities for your own life. This season, you can look forward to topics like self-esteem, body consciousness, astrology and daily life, empowerment, law of attraction, and so much more. All with the goal of keeping you inspired and in the know. For more information, you can always connect with us at the Working Within Instagram or our website, workingwithin.net, to see our service offerings. Thank you all for your reviews, likes, and shares. And if you'd like to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description. We look forward to building a community with you. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Working Within podcast. This week, we are talking with a buddy of mine. She's actually a soulmate, karmic tie, Lizzie. Lizzie is wonderful, all air placements. We will talk about that. But in this episode, we talk about intuition and like feeling things out, navigating life with less of a A plus B equals C mindset and because A to B has happened before, A to B will happen again, and more of a, actually, like, my gut stirs when I'm around this person and my gut doesn't stir when I'm with these people. So say that to say, we're talking about how our intuition operates in our lives and whether or not and how we listen or ignore it. We all know what it feels like when we know something, right? Like, you may feel, again, the tingle in your gut or the hair on the back of your neck stand, or you just know and you start to look subconsciously for other information to help you confirm this knowing, even though it doesn't exist, because that knowing in the first place is all that you need. I feel like we are so often taught to ignore the intuitive bursts and visions that we have because we've been raised in a really technocratic society that requires evidence and evaluation and metrics and logical sequence. And while that is all very important, and I totally see the validity of approaches that really center logic and metrics, it is not to be over-indexed on in place of those gut instinctual feelings. And if we were even to unpack intuition a bit more in your gut and how it reacts, first of all, everything lives in your gut. All the bacteria, good and bad, lives there. Trust me, I know that as a Virgo placement, okay? The gut is also a great communicator because there's so much activity going on down there. And, you know, when we're getting impulses and feeling truths out, it's not like these are coming out of thin air. It's not magic, I'd say. It's actually your body subconsciously, right? Because think about, I mean, there's so much going on all the time in our bodies. Putting together several hundred thousand signals, cues, observations that it has had and is delivering you the message via this intuitive thought feeling that you're having. So I encourage you all, you know, even if you do really value technocracy and A plus B equals C, right? The same formula is happening through your feelings, through your endocrine system, through your digestive system. So, we just talk about, you know, in what instances it feels good to listen, how it feels when you know something in your heart, and just any tips for you all to listen and what it looks like, what the payoffs and losses have been so far when we're able to be really intentional about listening to ourselves and when we're less intentional in that way. And I'll just say personally, you know, again, not perfect at all. Don't want you all to have the idea that I listen to my intuition in a perfect way, that it's 100%, like, not at all. It can be so easy to gaslight yourself because, again, we're taught to seek validation outside of ourselves from very young. And that is definitely something that resonates with me personally. And so I know that I am ignoring my intuition when I look up something on Google, for instance. I'm like, okay, yeah, I need signs that he likes you. Trust me, I do that. Okay, I'm telling on myself here. Or signs that this thing is gonna go well, or signs that this person is not good for you. Like, I do all those types of Google searches, and in my gut, I already know. And often what will happen is we'll hear the truth, or the truth will come out later in like a month, And I'll have known the whole time that truth because I felt it, but was just needing some other way to confirm. So, say all that to say, it can be really valuable to one, have the self-awareness of like, okay, this is how I feel about something. But more importantly, to have the actual true belief, because that can save you a lot of worry, gaslighting, manipulation, because guess what? You know already, and you don't need anyone else to tell you. And in that way, we are relying way less on the people around us who, you know, don't know us as well as we know ourselves. So anyway, again, so excited to talk to Lizzie. Y'all will really like her vibe. I think she is so chill, okay? And it is probably going to be like really almost like lullaby like to listen to this episode. And I hope that you're, again, able to take the grains that you need and get on with the rest of your day. So let's get into the conversation. I am so excited to bring the guest for this week's episode to the chat. Everybody say hello to Lizzie. This is my buddy. We've been friends for years now. It's kind of weird. I'm not going to like do the whole thing. She's a Libra, actually all air really, but I will let her introduce herself. So Lizzie, could you please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your pronouns, and your big three, obviously.
Hello, lovely listeners of Working With Ed. My name is Lizzie. I use she, her pronouns. And my big three, I have my sun is in Libra, my moon is in Gemini, and my rising is in Aquarius. Big aqua energy.
Big aqua. Big air energy. Big air trine energy. How does that feel?
Oh, crazy. Honestly, crazy. Like, talk about lack of grounding, stability often.
Every time I talk to you, you're literally like, I need more grounding. I'm like, Lizzie, oh my God, you're grounded. I promise. Like,
I know. Like, I am grounded, but there are just certain moments where it's really easy for me to slip into not being grounded. Like, all of a sudden, I'm all in my head, or, like, I'm just, like, all air vibes, like, really flighty, and I can't be vulnerable right now, even though, like, I'm fine talking about things.
Wait! Lizzie, oh my God, okay, I got it. All right, look, listeners,
did I cover all the bases?
You covered all the bases. Well, is there anything else you want listeners to know outside of like your pronouns and placements? What else?
Well, I would say something. I mean, I don't know if we'll get to this, but something that came up in the birth chart reading that Charlie and I did is that my Aquarius is like really strong in my chart. Like, I'm really ruled by Uranus.
Yes. Yeah,
I tried to tell this to my parents because I tried to kind of get them in the mix, and like immediately after I said that, they were like, "You mean Uranus?" And I was like, "Okay, like I know it. Maybe it is called that. And that's totally fine.
Maybe it is."
But I was just like, of course you guys are going to kind of make this
literally
moment.
Literally, you're going to make this moment. I'm just trying to share something with you, please.
Right. Totally. Aww. So anyway, I feel like whatever we get to, I can fill in from there.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
In terms of letting the listeners know.
And Lizzie's going to grad school.
Yeah, I am going to grad school in the fall. I'm going to the University of Michigan. Go Blue.
Yeah, she is.
And I just moved to New York for the summer.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. Well, technically Metairie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just living at home for the past year.
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you want to know?
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay, cool.
We can dive in. All right. Listeners, look. In typical Gemini in typical Gemini fashion, like, Lizzie and I have gone through a lot of different topics under consideration. What we talked about we were like, we could do friendship, we could do eventually, or before it was sustainable living and habits. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, right now, as it is described in our little note, it's called feeling it out. But, like,
feeling it out.
Yeah, feeling it out. So, look, today we're literally,
we're literally doing that.
We're going to feel out the episode. And hey, like we said, like, Lizzie has all those air placements, like, it's going to be fine, you know? So, I think what we can start with, Lizzie.
Like, for lack of a better word, we don't have much of a plan. But I did really like the questions that you posed.
Okay, well, we can.
That we've kind of, but okay, yeah. You just, you do you, like, you do podcasts, and I'm here along for the ride.
Oh my God. Okay, can we, let's let them know about the origin story, because I think it's
okay, yeah,
funny.
I agree. And guess what? That'll probably kind of ground us.
It probably will. And also, listeners, I really don't have any earth. Lizzie doesn't really have any earth. So, like, that's where we are, just for context. But okay.
Context.
Our origin story.
Our origin story was that Charlie and I were both on K2, our first year of college at Washington University in St. Louis, where we just visited, actually, for our graduation.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hashtag 2020 grads.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, back to our freshman four. We did not, like, interact much, but I have, like, still, nonetheless, like, a couple of videos, like, of you from, like, when, which I don't know if I've sent these to you.
No,
yet,
you,
but, like,
you really need to send those to me.
What? Yeah, but from when we would go on, like, freshman, like, first year four trips or whatever, and specifically one where we went to the bowling alley, and it was, like, raining, and everybody had umbrellas
and business had, like, casual
and business casual. You and Maria were obviously in business casual.
Oh my God.
And I was roommates with Olympia at the time, and yeah, you were just, like, laughing at us and, like, saying funny and it was, like, silly. It was a little silly moment.
Oh my God.
Wow. So yeah, I feel like we, like, we were always kind of like, oh yeah, you're cool. Freshman year.
Yeah.
And then our paths crossed again more, like, concretely.
Yeah.
Junior year.
Yeah. Because we both started working.
Because we both started working.
At Washi's, like, philanthropy institute office. And we started working together.
In the spring of junior year.
Yeah. And planning a big event for the first years.
Yeah.
Then we realized we were soulmates.
Kind of circling back to first year. But yeah. You were going to say, then we realized we were soulmates.
Yes. No,
and
exactly.
That's when we did.
Yeah. Because we were more grounded then. No, okay.
Because we were more grounded. Well, we had been through kind of, like, I think we had both had rather, like, transformative college experiences, like, or, like, personal experiences, like, up until that point, and we're, like, really coming into ourselves, like, at the same time, which was kind of a beautiful thing for us to just be like, oh, hey,
we're back,
here you are, and here I am. Yeah, and it was so fun, and we had, like, a lovely boss, and Charlie did tarot for everyone in the office, basically.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So those were good times, but yeah, then it was nice because then we were seniors and we did our kind of, like, senior thing, and then that ended.
Right.
And I saw you for one last time in the lofts.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add?
Well, and then we saw each other at grad, which was a year
later. We did briefly.
Yeah. What's funny.
And also in the airport.
Yeah. Exactly. In the airport, like, at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And both of us, I think, were a little in a rush a bit.
Yeah, in a bit of a rush.
In a bit of a rush, and neither of us had slept.
So. No, all nighters when your flight is at 5 in the morning.
Literally 5 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 5:50.
It was tough.
It was tough. It makes me tired, like, just thinking about it, honestly. Yeah.
That was such an exhausting period of time. But it was fun, but exhausting.
Oh, my God. I know. I had to sleep for 36 hours after that.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Situation.
And my body started to shut down on me. It was just a lot.
Like, I know. My body's, like, still recovering.
It was like, can you please just sit down and just sit? Like, don't do anything. Right. Just sit down. I was like, okay. Right.
Okay. Yeah, and then I listened. You know, guess what? I listened to my body and...
She listens to her body and her intuition. Oh, that's a perfect segue.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Boom. Here's the question. What is intuition to you? What does it look like? Sound like?
It's a great question. I think it's an important one. I think, recently had more experiences with my intuition that have, like, allowed me to tap into it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think in the past my intuition was telling me things, but, like, I wasn't listening to it.
Mm. Examples.
But overworking myself, like, okay, so my intuition is a lot of, like, bodily responses. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a lot of feeling, I think. Mm-hmm. Another thing I'm trying to tap into is, like, my intuition and my feet. So in the past, it's like work really, really hard, like have like 800 things on my plate, like classic, like wash you student. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard you talk about this on the podcast as well. We've like talked about this. Mm-hmm. Your calendar is still too much for me.
Me too.
These days.
Me
but,
too.
Yeah. I was just like really, I don't know. I think unhappy. And I think like my body was showing me signs of that. And oh God, now of course that we're like, give me examples. I can't think of any examples. I think mostly like just like not being able to listen to my gut, like getting really caught in, up in my head of like, oh, I want to sign up for this thing because like it'll blah blah blah, like, you know, like, and then the list goes on, like, of what I'm thinking, whereas like my gut's like, like no. Uh-huh. And then, like, more concretely, junior year, I was, like, still really overextended. I was also doing, I was part of a peer counseling group in college. And, like, I had kind of gone through a traumatic incident junior fall. And then I was on call, basically, for this peer response thing, like, 2 weeks after. And it was just too much. Mm-hmm. So I took time off, like, gave myself a break. But then, like, tried to go kind of do it again junior spring, and was having like such severe breakdowns. Like, I had to like leave class and like cry outside of Siegel, and I remember calling my dad. I also was in a class that like I was doing too many things. I was in too many courses. It really needed to be a semester where I focused on myself, and I did do that, but my body was really telling me through, like, and I mean, also part of it was, like, I needed to go on medication, and then I needed to go to therapy, and, like, there were things that I really needed to do for myself. Like, in order to do those things, I had to say no to other things.
Yeah.
So, circling back to the whole intuition, I think that my body really tries to tell me, like, when to say no, and really when to say yes as well. But yeah, I mean, like, that kind of similar situation happened again this past fall when I was back home, graduated, but confused.
Oh,
and
yes.
Not having a full-time job, really unsure of where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, had just like a lot of also outside influences, kind of, you know, people telling me what they thought I should do, and who they, and like the Gemini placements, lawyer, Libra lawyer, you know. Literally. And it's not saying that it's out of the question. It's just, I simply cannot go to law school at this point in my life. But anyway, I was again overextended. Like, I was doing like three kind of different part-time things, and on my walk, just crying. Like, what is going on? You know, like, this feels so, and I would feel like so shameful about it, because I'm like, I shouldn't be crying, like, I can handle this, like, it's not that much, like, when you break it down, I'm like only doing XYZ 10 hours a week, like whatever, you know, like I would try to logically work it
air.
Out. Yeah. Air. But it was just like, mm-mm. And again, part of that was I had to go on Lexapro. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, another part was my grandma actually came over one evening and was like, Lizzie, just quit. Just quit your things.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I felt bad. And it was hard, but just had to do it.
Yeah. The body is so, and we yet it's we still find ways to ignore it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like crazy, honestly. I was having back pains.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was thinking like, oh, I have a herniated disc, or like, oh, I need to go get an MRI. Like, you know, like that something was like viscerally wrong, like totally energetic, like went to like an energy healer and like cleared it right up. Kind of like my parents were literally like, go see, like maybe we should get you checked out, you know, like, mm-hmm.
You're like, and, no guys, it's energy work.
Yeah, okay. She was like, your like first chakra was like in your throat, like I don't know how to explain it, but like
whoa. Wait, then where were the other chakras?
Bruh, I don't even know. Whoa. Like, we're still working.
OMG. Wait, I need to go to an energy healer now, Lizzie.
You do.
Oh my gosh. You told me about that. That's right.
Yeah, especially if you feel like you hold, like, tension and you're, like, your shoulders and stuff. That's where I hold a lot of tension. I mean, just, like, from our... Hi, Fanta. Just from our work from home situations, you know, it's...
It can be intense.
Or, yeah. What does your intuition look like?
My intuition. Really, it's just like a deep knowing, but I always gaslight myself. I'm like, there's no way I can do this. And I think part of it is my gut, and I've had like issues with my gut, and that makes a lot of sense because I was not listening to myself, and I still do overwork a lot. But like indigestion, all of those ailments... It's just my body being like, slow down, or you're not giving me time to do what I need to do, or you're not listening. You're making all this like blow up when I'm just trying to communicate these calm messages to you. I'm like, all right, dude. And then I think one other like deep part of my intuition is just like, I just get feelings from people. You know me. I really, without permission, tap into people's energy. And I don't mean in like I'm going to like pull cards on you. I never do that. But I mean, when I'm around you, like if you're doing that, and I've actually gotten in trouble for this, if I sense that you're like not 100% or something's going on, I'm going to ask you. And like, I've gotten better at that because people will be like, I don't want you to point that out right now. I'm like, okay. But like, that is a deep part of my intuition, like people intuition. Yeah. I'm grateful for it because I think it helps me connect with others, but I also, you know, it can be kind of a drain a little bit. So when I'm alone, that's when my intuition recharges the most because I'm grounded in my energy, and it becomes so clear when my energy changes based on some other energy, environment, or person.
Totally. I feel that. I think that you feel it deeper than, but like, I also need alone time to really... recharge.
You're a social butterfly. How do you navigate that? Social butterfly and recharging.
I'm really kind of alone on the weekdays. I don't really like to do things. I mean, living in New York has been different. Mm-hmm. Cause just kind of like, oh, we can go to dinner anytime because just everything's within walking distance and
open all the time.
Open all the time. But I think how do I navigate it? I mean, like, I do kind of know when I need to go home, and, like, I will Irish.
Explain that for the listeners.
Irishing is a term also known as Irish exit, where you leave a situation, whether it be a party, an event, I hang out without telling anyone goodbye.
That's so Libra, because yeah. You don't want to let anyone down. Oh my God.
Right. No, not at all. And it's like, also, if anyone were to be like, no, just stay for like 5 more minutes. Like,
you would stay.
Yeah. It's also, I'm friends with a lot of social people.
Yeah.
And they're really good at talking me into doing things. Like, if I could, I would probably be home, like, puzzling and relaxing, reading, writing, all that stuff. Like, you know, like, that is, like, my...
That's her jam.
Yeah, it's my jam. Mm. But going out is fun. I like being 23 in the city.
Yes.
It just kind of feels, yeah, it's fun.
Wait, that's so cute. Yeah, heck yes, the 20-somethings. God bless the 20-somethings. God bless the 20-somethings. God bless. Okay, sorry.
No, you had to.
That song is so sad and so relevant.
It's literally anytime. I was listening to that, like, getting ready recently one day, like, doing my makeup. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start crying right now. Like, ruin my eyeliner.
Wait, you literally can't put that song on when you're, like, doing makeup.
No, it was, like, silly of me.
Yeah.
But in other ways, it's like, it makes me feel okay too, you know?
Yeah, because it's like validating.
Right. Thanks, SZA.
Yeah. Thanks, SZA. Oh my God.
Really?
In what cases do you resist your intuition the most?
That is a good question. In what cases do I resist my intuition the most?
My answer is when I have hard eyes about something or someone. That will get me every time because
not to like give the same answer, but
yeah I feel like it's important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is really big facts.
Yeah
there are just like so many times where I did know like something in me knew, and the way that I could just ignore it and put it away. Goodbye.
Literally. Because I'm in love.
Bye-bye for now. Yeah.
And it's not even love that think I am. It's hilarious.
No, it's just like big crushes for me, honestly.
Big crushes. And like, first of all, I'm not going to have a crush on you in 2 weeks. Like.
Yeah, I know. Totally. Oh, totally. I'm moving on quite quick. But I haven't had a crush in so long. I'm really missing crushes. And that's why I'm thinking about getting on the apps again.
Yeah, you need a crush.
Because I gave up the apps.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like them.
Yeah, they're so hard.
They're so hard.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so hard. And like, it's yes, really maybe silly. I forget about them. And yes, maybe I'm inconsistent and overworked and like don't have time to do that. But also, when I am on there... It's, like, never easy. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
First of all,
it's just, like, ask me a good question, please.
Ask me a good question. I'm not sending you pictures. I'm not adding you on Snapchat. I'm not giving you my phone number. Like, I don't know. It's tough. And this could be a greater critique on dating culture in our generation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've definitely read a thought piece or two about this.
Lizzie loves thought pieces. Lizzie writes thought pieces.
Love thought pieces.
You write them.
Love the New Yorker. I'll say it. I have a tote.
Marina also loves the New Yorker.
Who?
Marina.
Hey, girl.
Look at y'all writers.
And she just moved recently as well.
She's moving, yes, to Arizona.
She's moving to Arizona.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, I'm regrounding us.
Okay. Yeah, because we could just kind of start...
talking, right? We were going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned, like, your friends can convince you to do anything social. Or, like, not anything, but, you know, they can convince you to, you know, extend your boundaries.
Yes.
How would you describe your relationship with boundaries?
A work in progress. A WIP. Uh-huh. It is hard for me to have boundaries from my family.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because we are all very close, and I am the youngest of five. Mm. So I think I've just, like, gotten little bits and pieces of, like, all of my siblings, and I care about all of them, obviously, so deeply. Yeah. And they all have they say they go, you know, like, they're like, you can do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. But, you know, it's like, they obviously fear for me, and especially given that right now I'm working in the gig economy,
mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, are you gonna be financially stable, you know, like,
yeah.
eventually, and like, I'm gonna figure it out. But going back to boundaries, it's just kind of like, I think I care, okay, the Libra probably, mm-hmm. like, I care a lot about what people think about me, and mm-hmm. especially people that I care about,
mm-hmm.
what they think about me. So I will often dissolve boundaries if it means, like, I feel like I'm doing something for them, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But really working on that in therapy, you know,
mm-hmm.
big thing. And I think that boundaries are something that, like, everyone struggles with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's also, like, so many, I mean, there's the big C capitalism over here also, telling us to dissolve all of our boundaries, mm-hmm. all the time.
That's so real. Big C capitalism. I'm going to steal that.
It's yours.
Thank you. I also find it hard. Like, well, it's gotten easier now, especially since I live alone, which I'm grateful for. Like, mm-hmm. I know growing up, I was so under the influence of what my parents wanted from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they always wanted, like, success and, you know, whose definition of success is theirs, but generally net positive things, right, for me. And so
right.
I'm very grateful for that, but... I mean,
right.
it left me delusioned about what I actually wanted until, like, I graduated school. In school, I mean college, not even high school. High school is even worse. So, like, it can be really hard to separate attachment and to separate also your own, like, intuitions about yourself from the projections that you're receiving from the people around you. Because it's not just parents and family. There's, like, indoctrination from schooling. Like, you know, in school, everyone's, like, trying to get A's, or, like, they're encouraging you to get A's. That's indoctrination. Like, however much emphasis they put on creativity or do not. And then you're also seeing all these stories about, you know, people working hard and making money and, you know, essentially, like, losing their lives to work and that being celebrated. So there's so many stories going around. I feel like that can really cloud your intuition. And I know Lizzie and I have worked on this together with, like, all the messages she's been hearing about what she should do and what she wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also, like, our parents are obviously bringing, like, their own ish from childhood.
Right.
You know, like, and their, like, own generational, like, stuff that you're like, okay, you need to work through this.
And stop putting it on me. That's it. Like, that's it.
Like, I could, like, say something else. Like, but it's okay. Like, I love you.
Literally.
No, it's kind of it.
Yeah. What's a projection that you get a lot from other people that you're, like, trying to not accept for yourself because you know it's not right?
There's, like, a couple of things that come to mind. But I feel like maybe just, like, I'm going to be, like, high-powered, kind of, like, working individual. Like,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to be, like... But I don't even know if that's what people are projecting. Like, I'm a little confused. I don't even know what people... Well, I think that's what my family projects on me. Like, sometimes I'm like, but what if I live in a van for a couple of years?
Right.
You know? Like, there's, like, low-key, like, a really kind of, like... I don't want to say, like, anarchist, but just kind of, like, effort, like, attitude that I have.
Aquarius.
Like, none of this really matters. And, like, I think that, like, we're growing up, yeah, I mean, like you're saying, like, being, like, okay, you need to get A's. Like, you know, like, you need to, like, be this really, this version of success, whatever it is. And... then being like, wait, but like, what if that doesn't matter? But then, like, feeling, I think, like, for me, like, feeling guilty of, like, well, like, my parents have given up, like, X, Y, and Z for, like, me to do this, or, like, they've, like, sacrificed all of this for, like, me to do, like, accomplish certain things, and, like, do I kind of owe that to them? But, you know, like, I also really wanted to live abroad for, like, a couple years, a decade, I don't know.
Right, exactly. That resonates. Like,
So there's just kind of, I think, just a lot of, obviously, just questions I have about my future and, like, where I'm going to go. And I'm, like...
But you know you won't be a high power worker. Like,
I know, right. Yeah, what about you?
I think that, if we're, like, I'm going to be, like, a really cutthroat businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, actually, this is funny. Because, like, a little, but, like, not really. I'm a soft fist leader. Like, I...
Right. Of course.
I don't even have a fist. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. But, I think...
keep going.
I guess more in the sense of, like, it would be, like, corporate. Very corporate. Like... You know, not attached to my belief system, which is kind of what I'm doing now with work. But then, like, no, like, I'd be head of finance for some company that, like, makes laundry machines. You know what I mean? Because, like, that path, if I wanted to move toward it, I could, but that does not excite me. And also the fact that I would work for something that's already established or never try to work for myself, like, I think that's put on me a lot, and that I should just, like, put my head down and, like, work for years and years, and, like, I'm young, and I should just, like, accept that. Okay. But I like to move fast. I don't like to be told what to do. I like to work for myself. So, like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I am an entrepreneur. I'm just going to be a better entrepreneur. And the things I do will be connected to my beliefs about wellness and spiritual awareness and health.
Absolutely.
And mindfulness and... All of those things can be, and I don't, they don't even need to be mainstream, but they can be paths that I follow. And I don't need to follow the technical route, the technocratic route for things. I don't need to go back to school. You know, it's just, I feel like there are so many institutions that are upheld, like college degrees, grad school. And obviously grad school is great for folks that, like, want to do it. Bro, I can't go back to school. I know that.
No, I know.
But it's not a bad... I'm not saying it's a net negative. It's just... It's upheld. And it's like, I don't... Look, to do this, I don't need to go to grad school. You know what I mean? But it's a projection. So, anyway, all that ramble to say, like, F the technocracy. I have lived experience. And people will pay me to share that lived experience. So, like, that's what I'm going to do. And so, that's what my intuition says. And it's worked thus far.
It's working.
It's working within.
It's working within. It is working within.
Oh,
yeah. Well, and I think also, like, those paths can kind of, like, coexist. Right? You know, like, it doesn't have to be, like, one or the other right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's real. Both and Gemini.
Both and. Really,
everything is a both and. No, that's...
Everything is both and.
That's one of the greatest things I've learned, like, in life so far, is that nothing is one thing.
Like, right.
Everything is everything and nothing at all.
Right.
What have been the payoffs so far and the losses for listening to your intuition or not listening to it?
I'll start with the payoffs. Listening to it, I kind of listened to my intuition about moving to New York. I knew I needed to leave home. I knew I needed a fresh start before I started grad school to kind of just get out of the routine that I was in, and get out of my neighborhood in Metairie, Louisiana. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but anyway, I am really enjoying being in a place that I don't want to leave. Like, I feel a peace here that, like, I've been missing in a way that I didn't know that I was missing it. And I wasn't really thinking that I would like the city. I mean, I've spent, like, I did, like, a high school program here, you know, like, my junior year of high school. So, like, it was a long time ago, but... And it didn't stick out, you know?
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, meet, like, whatever. He made a, like, I'm also sharing a studio with my best friend from high school. So it was, you know, we're doing it for the summer. And we're still, that's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, there were, like, things, you know, like, I think, like, there's always kind of, like, for me, like, the fear of losses, like, and the fear of, like, well, what if I did this other, what if I, like, had this other decision? Because I'm also so indecisive. Like,
Libra.
I was also, like, what if I moved to upstate Michigan this summer and just work there on an island? But I just kind of trusted my gut. Like, I kept, like, I mean, there was also some gorgeous tarot readings that I feel like were just kind of, like, pushing me to just, like,
do your thing.
Do my thing and just, like, keep working at it and kind of take the opportunities that come up. And this opportunity presented itself, loving it. Grad school presented itself, think I'm going to love it.
You are.
So those are the payoffs of listening to my intuition. I think mostly, like, TLDR, feeling at peace and being like, I listen to myself. Like, that's such a beautiful feeling.
She has her hands at heart center, y'all. Like, she literally meditates. She's like, at peace.
No, like, literally would blink it on. and then, yeah, I mean, losses, like, not listening to my intuition. Sometimes relationships, like, time. Joy. Like, I think I spend a lot of time in the indecisive part of, yeah, I mean, depending on, like, what you're trying to use your intuition for, but I think, like, I've been in such a state of transition lately that a lot of it has been, like, what is my gut, like, what is my intuition telling me in terms of, like, what I should do?
Yeah.
And, like, what feels right? So that has been, I think that, like, I haven't necessarily listened to that in the past when it comes to, like, relationships, like, we were talking about, but, like, whether that be romantic or not. And, yeah, also, yeah, I mean, just, like, sleep. Like, what about you?
Game. I think clarity of with what I'm supposed to do in this world. That has been such an intuitive process, assisted by my astrologer. Shout out Nadine Jane Astrology. But in now, it is not super reasonable. I say reasonable in quotes because what even is reason? But now I just kind of like, and I'm like, oh no, I know this is going to work out. And like, I do it. And that may sound conceited, but take your projection off of me. It's my intuition. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just know this is going to work because I feel it. It feels good. It feels like it's meant for me to do. And that's how it works when you believe. So that's been really comforting. So it's led to, like, obviously the creation of Working Within and also development of, like, my spiritual talents and, like, tarot reading quite literally. But it also just helps me kind of know when I need to recharge more. Like, in school, I was also, like, super stretched socially and I did not power down enough. So when I didn't listen to my intuition or when it was blocked, I was like just super drained in general. My body was responding, like I was having shoulder issues, not sleeping, you know, just like general health concern, and also just like not having purpose, like not feeling purpose. I know in college I was a finance major, so I was just always like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this, but it's a different story now. And I'm grateful for that. And that's because of practice, of trying to listen to my intuition more. It's not like it's perfect yet. And it won't
be. Totally. Yeah, the figuring out your purpose thing is big.
Right?
Yeah. As a women, gender, and sexuality studies major, I also was quite confused.
Yeah.
And am.
Right. And am. Exactly.
I was so scared to go to grad school. I was talking to one of my friends about this because I was like, I feel like I can't be in grad school and also be confused. Like, I'm going to be surrounded by people who are just, like, not confused about what they're
doing
with
their
lives.
That's not true.
But it's not true. I know. And so, but that's, like, an example of, like, I was trying to, like, let that talk me out of going to grad school, which my intuition was telling me to go.
Yeah.
Grad school.
Air placements, y'all. That's what it's like.
That is a lie.
Reasoning with your own, arguing with your own intuition in your own head. What?
Right. It's just like just myself.
It's literally just yourself representing both sides of the case. Like, what? Yeah. Oh, man.
So cuckoo.
No, not even. Bro, Lizzie, you're just helping the listeners understand, like, how they can isolate the voices in their heads. Because low-key, like, we all do that.
Yeah.
And I hope that, like, by listening to you, they're kind of realizing, oh, wait. Yeah. If you had to, like, make sure that the listeners took away one thing from this chat, but also just from, like, you and your experiences you shared, what would it be? Related to any of the strands of combo we had.
Well, I think, obviously, the body talks.
Mm.
Finding ways that you are able to tap into your intuition, and I think, like, sharing that with others, and kind of, like, share your growth with other people is important.
Yeah.
It's hard to be vulnerable, but...
Because then you find more people that are growing. Good.
Yeah, well, and you're also kind of like, okay, wait, just everyone's kind of going through it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and to kind of forget what you knew about tarot and forget what you knew about spirituality and the, like, judgments that you might, like, take into those experiences, like, whether it be about yourself or, like, what you could gain from a session or, you know, even like a meditation, anything. Like, I think it really can be so helpful.
Yeah. Yes, me too. It's all about listening to yourself. Like, I'm not trying to surprise you. I'm just trying to help right. you, like, hear yourself more. That's all it does.
Right. And, like, and illuminate things that, like, we're kind of, like, hiding behind a tree branch. You know, it's like, we're like, oh, like, right. Like, literally. I was kind of thinking about this, like, it's crazy I was journaling about that last week, you know, like, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. And yeah, that's a gorgeous thing.
I agree. The body talks, dude, and, like, we get in our own way with judgment. Like, we get in our own way mm-hmm. with judgment, with accepting others' projections. Like, the louder mm-hmm. we can make our intuition and the more empowered we feel when we listen to our intuition, the easier it all gets. So... The gut. Yeah. She's loud.
Bro. That's a perfect sum up.
You're a perfect
sum up. She loud. You're a perfect sum up.
You are.
Grateful for friendship.
Me too. Grateful for you, Lizzie. Everyone, express your gratitude for Lizzie coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Charlie.
Of course.
Thanks for doing this podcast.
Thank you for supporting it. Lizzie is, like, a number one supporter. I need, like, tears, okay? Tears with perks, you know?
No. Wait, the perk is this.
Aw. Ready? Well, I appreciate that. Look, you all can connect with Lizzie. I will put her social media in the description. Feel free to reach out to her to talk about how she manages her mind. Because she has those air placements, y'all. So there's some stuff going on up there. And it's brilliant. And it can also, you know, be hard to, like, sort through. She's also just a wonderful human. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have questions about how to live more sustainably, also shoot those to her. She's going to grad school for that.
As I'm drinking a Gatorade.
Literally. Exactly. So that's what I'm talking about. She's so aware of that stuff. She's good. She taught me a lot.
It's all in the duality.
It is the duality. No one's perfect.
Right.
But yeah, everyone, I'm so excited. Thank you for supporting the show. Lizzie, thanks for supporting us and being on the show. We'll talk next week.
We will. Thank you, Working Within. Thank you, Charlene.
Aw, buddy. Thanks, Lizzie.
Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, have a good rest of your weekend.
Yes, you too, buddy.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, listeners.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Working Within. We're ecstatic that you made it this far. If you liked what you heard, we'd really appreciate your reviews and shares. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description as well. As always, stay connected with us through our Instagram, working.within, and our website, workingwithin.net. We hope to see you again soon.